Wait.
Episode 131. Second.
Feels good.
This is good. You in the mood?
Is everyone in the mood?
A lot of people have a problem.
This is huge.
No. No,
please.
Don't worry. Oh, this is live.
It's alive.
I know. And it's
general area. But none goes.
People call in.
People want to call in.
People want to call in and talk to us right now.
Yeah. I'll go get on Skype and see what's going on.
It's pretty interesting.
A lot of people, I want to know, before we announce who's here, a lot of people don't like the beginnings. Like, we're just randomly, like, saying crap.
Yeah. People don't like our beginnings?
Boom, beginning. Like, directly into the show. People like directly in.
Oh, okay.
We've been doing this random.
So they don't want the foreplay.
We meander in. Yeah, they don't like foreplay. They like,
we drop a Fonzie all over their face and we leave.
Let's get a podcast fuck in and then.
That's it. They want to get down to business. We'll end it right now. All in this fucking show right now.
I know.
Fonzie, and then we're the fuck out of here.
Data.
Yeah, change the music.
Got any Fonzie's?
I don't have any Fonzie's right now. So we're going to stick around until I come up with some.
All right. Hello, Fresno in the world. I'm Mikey.
I'm Bells.
Producer Becky. Producer Becky is so hard.
Becky, you need to hump the microphone. Technical terms, you need to hump the microphone.
Technical terms?
Yep. There, it's called humping the microphone.
And we have guests.
Is this going out?
What are we doing?
Don't worry about it.
This is the weirdest radio show I've ever been on.
It feels.
And I've never even been on a radio show.
I thought this was TV.
Yeah. No.
Where's the cameras?
That's a computer. It's not a video camera. That's a iPad.
What's moose head?
That's what.
That's the head of a moose
from their girlfriends.
Oh.
Thanks.
Wow.
All right. Well, thanks everyone. Good show.
Yeah. Wow.
That's uncomfortable silence number one.
Yep.
Nailed it.
Plenty more to come.
Drink. Well, everyone, drink.
That's what we bring.
Do you guys want to cut the commercial?
Yeah, we should probably go to the commercial.
Okay, you want to fucking tell them who's here, Mike, now? Or no?
They should know.
I'm thinking about
it. They could probably tell, what? Right?
Maybe. All
right,
I'll give you guys a hint.
Those voices are...
obvious.
Totally obvious.
They've been on our show before.
Oh, yeah.
Each of them separately, though.
Yeah, separately.
We have?
Yes.
We've never been on here.
We've never been here.
Oh, my...
I think I usually remember where I've been, and I've never been here.
You don't remember where you've been.
Mm-mm.
No, you don't.
Kay. That's a good thing sometimes.
Right.
So what's up?
We got Greg here.
Are we starting?
Yeah.
Oh.
No, we're not.
Oh.
We've already been recording.
You should put your pants back on.
Greg.
Oh, no.
That's terrible.
It's hot.
That's how badly we begin.
Greg's
that's what we bring to this, to the world.
He's on the Megacast. He's on the Dead in 60 episode.
What's that?
We don't know what you're talking about.
All right, good.
He's like Tom York's stunt double.
I've never met you guys.
You know that?
I think that they're typecasting because you're a ginger.
That is it. Greg.
Half ginger.
Tom York's stunt double.
Just the bottom.
Ginger.
Ginger snap.
And of course,
make a lot of cash
it's
doing
been
that.
A while, but Kimberly is back.
I actually look a lot like her. I get mistaken for her a lot.
I thought so, because you don't sound roided out like she
was.
No.
She's actually a cousin of mine. We all are named Kim in my family. It's a vegan thing.
Wow.
I'm the talent. She's the vegan.
Yeah.
You guys all share the same social security number?
Oh, shit. We shouldn't?
No, you should. It's a good
thing. Do you want
she's
it?
Just making sure.
Oh, she sells her social.
I do. Yes. I do. That's how I make my money on the side.
That's good.
That's how we hired our band manager.
Yeah.
We offered nice.
We have
her.
Introduce yourself.
Talk to me after the show.
Band manager.
Introduce yourself, band manager. BM.
I'm here.
I'm here. I am manager.
That is him.
That's Chuck Litter.
He's here.
That's called charisma.
TV's Chuck.
We found him on the Fulton Mall.
Well,
I was making a sidewalk smoothie, and they said, come with me. I know where there's some beer.
Yeah. You got into our van.
No, Chuck's been really great. He's booked a lot of shows, mostly at elementary schools.
Until that awkward moment where we weren't allowed within, what was it?
It's like 100
yards.
100 yards, yeah.
100 feet, whatever it was.
He said, we can play, but he can't be anywhere near it. Which is weird because
he loves kids.
Like, loves.
That's
he always.
And they wouldn't let him near the school. And
he always has candy. I mean,
he has the coolest van, like the best van I've ever seen. And there's no window, so you could totally like go in the back and like chill out, take a nap. Yeah. There's no light.
It's amazing.
There's actually duct tape.
That's why we hired him as our manager.
We thought he had a cool van we could go to our gigs at.
Yeah.
You know, if you ever need a guest, I can bring the guy that was caught smoking pot with the students at Fresno High.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I know who you're talking about.
Okay, I know I'm right here, but you don't have to talk about me.
No, he said like, I'm not here. Double.
Yeah.
Tom York's stunt double.
Oh, I thought you said stump.
That too.
Can you imagine me being a stump?
Yeah.
No, doesn't make sense. I don't get it.
I don't get it.
Is that like an inside joke?
No.
Because I'm on the outside of that one.
All right, so Greg and Kimberly.
It's just Kim, actually.
No, yeah. It's Kimberly.
No, it's
forever.
Look, I don't know who you're talking about, but I'm in a band. And okay. I went through this amazing, life-changing experience.
You had a Dorktown tattoo on your arm once.
Yeah. Dorktown.
You did.
I don't even know why we're here.
You did. You still might have it. I'm not sure.
What's he talking about?
I don't know. I
there was a. There, I'll tell you what. I'll tell you what it was. Clear. This is called the mad respect aspect of being a badass podcaster.
What's podcasting?
I don't know. Mike's been trying to convince me of something or another. He's like, talk into this.
What station is this on? Is this like on the college station?
Yeah, yeah,
yeah, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. College. I've heard of that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
No, I dropped out. Not of college, just like out of a car once, and it was.
I remember that. That was
you were
amazing.
There, yeah. You were driving. Yeah, and you kicked me out.
It was so cool.
Not well for you, I guess. We laughed about it later after my arm.
Kim and Greg, everyone. Kim and Greg.
Yeah,
it's reattached.
Oh, they announced us. We're here.
That's Kim and Greg.
Yeah. Hey, I'm Greg.
And I'm Kim.
We don't know them from anything else.
No.
Nope.
And we're glad you had us here.
Because we'd just be at home.
Yeah. Well,
comfortable sitting down watching.
No, planning our next
plotting, judging
album.
Yeah, yeah, we're having a new album coming out.
Yeah,
it's called Putting Out with Kim and Greg.
Nice,
it's gonna be good.
It's gonna be.
Is there a title track called Putting Out?
Yeah, it's like.
What is that?
Our title track of Putting Out. Yeah. It's a self-titled.
Okay.
Putting Out, title track.
I'm confused.
Is it like a whole volume, like putting out one song number one, putting out two, version two?
Yeah, it's called put out.
Putting out.
He
part,
puts out
part
two
three.
He puts out two virgins all the time.
Two virgins?
Yeah. Frequent.
That's on my rider when we play shows. Two virgins at every show.
Mm-hmm.
It usually never works out. It's usually like
they usually don't come through.
It's usually
don't.
Like two.
I don't
nerdy.
Play very many shows.
No, it always works out at the elementary schools. Thanks, Manager Chuck.
Thanks, Chuck.
I knock him out first.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
Dorktown.
So it's really cool. We're so glad we've never been on the radio. It's like kind of new for us.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Well, yeah.
This is amazing.
You're welcome.
We actually don't get out much.
Do you have the antenna here?
Yeah, it's in the back.
Oh, cool.
Oh, wow.
We'll give you a tour later.
Yeah.
How did you guys get a radio station in a garage?
We built it.
It's county island.
What does that mean?
It means you can do anything you want.
Yep. Oh, my God.
They could have roosters.
Kim, yep. We should do whatever we want.
Oh. That's awesome.
Yeah, but not right now.
Not right now, though. No. It's
yeah, that would be too interesting.
Let's wait.
Yeah.
Let's wait until after we're stopped recording.
Yeah.
We don't like to be interesting while being recording.
Look, we have strict instructions from our manager not to do anything.
So you can't put out on this album to talk to us about? You're not allowed to put out on our show?
I don't understand. Mm-mm.
So we're pretty famous. We played, you know, we're actually kind of a big deal.
Yeah.
Well, mostly Planned Parenthood. It's not actually in the store. It's actually outside the front with the protesters.
Yeah, we went in. We went in one time. Well, we went in one time, you know, but Greg just had to get some supplies.
Well, I didn't have. Yeah. Well, you know, you have to get
right
sponges for
numbers
for yeah.
Yeah. But then we went outside and played with the protesters.
Mm-hmm. They hate condoms.
Yeah, especially when you put it over your head.
Oh, my gosh.
That was awesome, though.
It's
your
so
face
much fun.
Was so shiny afterwards.
I know.
Oh, it was like you got a facial.
Yeah, literally, with a condom.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
You guys look weird. I mean, what, you they guys are just staring at us.
It's like they invited us here, and they just don't. They don't know who we are. They don't. They don't understand what is Kim and Greg.
How did you guys hear about us? Because
the internet's YouTube channel.
We're on what?
What's your YouTube channel?
We are on.
So people listening can like stop.
We're on Friendster.
Go look at what's your Friendster URL?
We're on Friendster and Makeout Club.
Stop. You don't have friends.
Oh. Kim and Greg Band.
Mostly MySpace.
On YouTube.
We are on YouTube.
MySpace is awesome.
We didn't know we were on YouTube.
No one's on your space anymore, Greg. Not after that trip to Planned Parenthood.
Okay, well, let's tell everyone on the radio about MySpace.
It's TV.
Okay, well, that's great. This is how we planned it. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, now everyone's going to know his face.
Yeah. Yeah, on a radio show. Mm-hmm. They're going to see this.
Yep, a radio show.
Yep.
Why don't you guys show, like, give us a demonstration of what you do?
Oh, cool.
Okay, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So keep in mind, we were going to add Bells into this, but we thought that he wasn't real.
You're absolutely right. I'm a hologram, like
we
Tupac.
You were a mythological character. I'm sorry.
I kind of am.
Is that short, Bells? Is that short for jingle?
Sometimes. Or Hells.
Oh.
Oh.
I don't get it.
I see where he's going with that. It rhymes. So at least one of us has it.
Our lyrics rhyme.
Yeah,
so I can relate
sometimes.
To your name.
Yeah.
That works.
All right.
All right, so we're going to play a song. It's kind of, you know, we put a lot of time into it on the way over
More
here.
Than usual.
And so...
most of the time over here was spent on this song. That's pretty impressive.
Well, we did have to tell manager Chuck how to turn to get here.
Mm-hmm. You did have to stop for that.
Yeah.
We kept stopping at, like, for candy. He's like, I need to restock. I need to restock. I'm so low.
It was rough.
I'm like, dude, you have, like, so much candy.
Wait, there's a 7-Eleven like, right there.
Yeah.
So weird. So anyway,
there's not a school around here, is there?
There's actually lots.
Yes.
I was worried about
yes.
This is like the vortex of
school. You know what?
Yes.
This will be our little secret.
Yeah. Okay. Have fun, Chuck.
All right.
It will be a secret because no one listens
anyway,
to the show.
So
there's plenty of sheriff cars outside when we're
So Mike, yes?
Yeah, that's me. Yes.
Thank you. When you invited us, we thought we'd tribute a song for you about you. And
thank you.
I hope it's called Dipshit.
About your We don't dip our shit. We dip and shit, but we don't dip
not
shit.
Not the same time.
It's weird.
All right.
So we just wanted to say thank you for having us on your show.
Yeah.
And
we haven't had a gig since September.
And yeah, thanks.
We're glaring at the manager right now.
Well, to be fair,
I don't know, man. We're all just sitting here.
To be fair, he just got out of jail, so he has an excuse.
We're all just sitting here, and you guys just walked into the studio and sat down.
Yeah,
not really.
Oh,
no, not really.
He says we weren't supposed to be here.
Oh, I didn't say that. I said we were just sitting here, and you guys just came in and sat down.
Anyway, a song about Mike and the radio show called Dorktown.
Okay.
I don't know how the hell you guys know us.
Not anymore.
His name is Mike. Rhymes with Dyke. Don't know why we're here, but he said there'd be beer.
Okay,
you can't do this.
That's a wrap.
He's a dork and he lives in...
Okay, all right,
yeah,
here we go.
Again!
His name is Mike. It rhymes with Dyke. We don't know why we're here, but he said there'd be beer. He's a dork and he lives in a town called Dorktown.
Dorktown.
He's a dork and he lives in a town called Dorktown. He he's a dork and he lives in a town called Rucktown. He's a dork and he lives in a town called Rucktown. What the hell's a podcast?
No one knows.
It probably won't last.
No, not at all.
That's all we wrote so far. It came from the car. His name is Mike and he lives in a town called Dorktown.
Dorktown.
His name is Mike and he lives in a town called Dorktown. His name is Mike and he lives in a town called Dorktown. His name is Mike and he lives in a town called Dorktown.
Pretty good. Yeah. That's probably one of our better songs.
That's the best song we ever wrote.
Usually
actually.
We break like three times during one song. That time was just one. So yeah. I think
that
we,
was
I
actually,
think we nailed,
he nailed
it.
Nailed it. Nailed
yeah,
it.
BM! Pretty
yeah,
good.
It was
pretty
really
good.
Good.
That would have been really an awesome song if you guys would have just mentioned my name once. That's
no,
kind of fucked
you.
Up, you know?
No,
you
I
asked
told
me.
You. I thought
you come
you were,
in and no, I don't even know, get one I recognition.
I don't believe in meat and I don't believe in bells. I'm sorry.
That's right. Wow. You don't believe. Oh,
his name is Bells and it rhymes with bells. Oh, yeah.
Bells.
Well, okay.
See, right. It's just.
Okay, I feel
there's
better.
There's already
now.
A song about thanks. You and it gets a lot of play during Christmas time.
I'm sorry, man. Do you want me to write a song about
you? I know. I feel great about that.
You
think?
Right
you
want to
write a
song? Let's do it.
Tell you what, we're going to write a song about
come on.
Bells. Okay, here we go.
Yeah!
It's a free song about bells.
Kim and Greg, everyone.
Kim and Greg,
with
okay.
their song, Bells.
Bells all night long. I hear
they
bells
say, baby.
In my head all night long.
All night long, all night long.
That's what she said.
He looks so good.
Yeah.
Only when you're drunk.
But we're always drunk.
So he looks so good all the time.
Fuck yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
That one's solid too.
That's cool. Yeah. Well, it's all we do. Solid.
Solid.
Yeah. Solid shit. Man.
Solid shit.
Yeah.
Solid BMs.
Anyway, yeah, we're pretty good. So
yeah.
We're like.
Oh my God.
I mean, I write all of it.
Yeah. I show up.
But
sometimes,
other than that, Kim's great. I mean, yeah. She's like so good.
I keep him in line.
Mm-hmm. Well, she
you're like the Ed McMahon of the two, the duo.
Yeah,
yeah.
You know, you just sit back and
that's
do the Ed McMahon.
Yeah,
what I do.
No, it's, oh my God, this
that's
is how you
exactly,
laugh.
Yeah,
you always laugh like a weird man. Now I know who you're imitating.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Yep. There's a dog in your radio
yep,
station.
There's a dog here.
That's weird, man.
He's actually, I think he's how they transmit things. I've heard of this.
I know about transmitting.
Dogcast.
This is so cool.
So how many chicks do you get for being in this band?
Well, I'm not really, well, you know, I'm not into like baby chickens, but I do love women.
How many
they,
of those
they
do you
love
get?
Him.
Well, it's tough because I don't actually,
he
you know,
can't
I
count.
I just I don't really have like my own place, you know, to live. So that's how Kim and I actually met because she let me crash on a couch.
Yeah, it was.
And then she heard me playing.
And I said, "Whoa, what a prodigy!" And then I had to explain to him what a prodigy was.
So. Yeah, I thought she meant like it was like a some type of frog or something,
right?
And I didn't know what that meant. And then she told me it was like a really cool person. And yeah. I was like, I know, right?
Would have been cooler if it meant frog.
Oh, my God. That would make so much
yeah,
more sense.
Yeah, it would make more sense than a cool person, that's for sure.
Yep.
Anyway, so the way we met was I was playing on a street corner with this really old like blues player. I mean, he didn't really play blues. He was actually deaf. But he really knew, like, it was his feeling about music, you know? And I just really vibed with him.
Yeah.
And then
he felt strongly about Greg's music.
Yeah, really. He was like.
He kicked you, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Because didn't I swab up your poor bloody nose with a kale leaf?
Okay, so, like, he kicked my ass once because I took one of his quarters. And then Kim was on the corner of the street. Mm-hmm. And she saw this. She saw this.
I was collecting signatures for PETA.
Right, yeah. And so I was getting my ass kicked on the street. And then Kim, like, she, I wouldn't say save me, but she basically, she didn't kill him, But she like threw, she drove the car into him and
heavily
on accident. Yeah. And then she's like, "Hey man, get in my car. Let's get out of here."
Yeah.
And then I crashed at her place and she knew, and then I started playing music. She had a guitar.
I had a guitar.
Yeah.
Had a guitar up it's until mine that now. Point.
Yeah. And so we became a band. Actually, she told me that she was in a band before me.
Right.
And it was called Kim.
Right.
And then when...
I didn't have any music at all. I just was in a band.
It wasn't like a musical band.
No.
It was like the idea of a band, you know? It was mostly just her.
I got
her.
Together with myself. I had practice.
Right. Mm-hmm. And so we thought, like, it'd be cool if we, like, combined our forces of your non-musicalness.
And his musicalness.
Yeah. And then it became Kim and Gray, because it took a while to like really come up with the name.
Yeah.
We thought that really defined us as
we,
people.
We actually did take a poll on Twitter to see if they liked Kim and Greg or Gig.
Gig.
You Gig.
Aww. That's my nickname. Is that your real name? That's all. No, wow. Just when I'm acting gay is when she calls me Gig.
She calls you Gig.
Yeah. It's like you're being really gay right now. Not that there's anything wrong with it.
No.
Yeah.
That's an unoffensive term that you can use now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's Gig. Much better than the F word.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which fart. Is, fart. Yeah. Don't ever say that.
No, it's not.
Like, about gay people. They hate that word. Like, hate.
I'm going to have to be.
Oh,
it's because they can't fart anymore.
Right.
Yeah, I
we
get it.
We can put that out on the air, what you just said. So.
You know what? This just is so TV.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
This is going to be.
Sorry.
When we're going to lose our jobs if we had them.
I'm going to need some more paps if we're going to keep doing this. Can I get like a paps break?
Yeah.
We got to give him a pap smear.
Oh, I get it. That's good. Usually I say funny stuff.
Yeah. No. I picked that one up at Planned Parenthood while you were picking other things up.
Could you want to talk about that more?
Yeah.
Seriously.
No, it's okay.
Three people are going to hear this. One of them might know me.
Yeah.
So. Maybe Greg,
yeah.
Roger, and me. We're all going to hear it.
Yep.
Weird people.
Weird people.
Manager Chuck is really quiet over there.
Well, you know, I just don't want to get in on your comedy.
This comedy. Is serious, man.
No, I was too.
I heard something behind that comedy comment.
Mm-hmm. Like
look,
what?
We give you a warm place to live and food usually.
Yeah. No meat.
Right.
Eggs.
Right.
Dairy.
Deal with it.
Or fish.
Kim's a vegan.
How tough is that, living in Fresno, being a vegan?
It's really hard. People don't understand.
Capital of the world.
Yeah.
When you ask for like, when you ask for something that's vegetarian, they offer you chicken. It's real weird.
Well, because the chickens are vegetarian.
Right.
Right.
So, I mean, it stands to reason.
So, basically, I'm a vegetarian because I eat animals that eat vegetables.
So, it translates over.
Sure.
It's fine.
I wish you guys...
The first day I was a vegan, I had meatless chicken.
Meatless chicken.
That's a true story.
It's also an oxymoron.
So that's possible, apparently. Meatless chicken.
I used to live around the corner from this great vegan Chinese restaurant in San Francisco. It was amazing.
Did they have meatless chicken?
Yes.
They
probably did. Everything was meatless. Everything was tofu.
They had meatless hamburgers?
Meatless, ballless.
Soy rizo.
Ballless?
Ballless. Mm-hmm. Nutless.
I don't think you can do that.
Kim tried to feed me lettuce once, and I was not having it.
No, he ate an entire turkey.
Can you imagine trying
there?
To find actual food at her place?
No.
It's like trying to find a needle in like something that you can't find a needle in. I don't know the metaphor. But
what does a vegan do when you're out drinking and it's 2 a.m. and, you know, most people go to, you know, Robertito's or Taco Bell or something? What do?
You go to Robertito's and scream.
For go out.
Well, no, you can eat all the salsa you want.
Oh wow!
And usually it's free
chips and salsa,
so it works out well when you're unemployed.
You can save a
just
lot of
go
money.
Out like to Bobby Salazar's and pick up that big ass bowl and chug it.
You know, I did that once, and I'm not allowed back there.
Oh,
but it's not for that.
Not for that one, reason.
It's because I danced too hard on the weekend.
Dance too hard. Oh, here's slam dancer.
Yeah.
Because Bobby Salazar's is a big dance.
Take it's out. A big dance hall.
Take it out, freaking tables of families eating dinner and shit, just knocking
that's,
about.
That's what happens.
You're dancing too hard.
Dancing. Excuse I'm me. Sorry, you're man. You are dancing too hard.
I'm not dancing too hard. You're dancing too hard. That's sweet.
That's cool, man. So how long you guys been doing this show?
This is our first one.
Oh, that explains why we've never heard of it. We just made it up right now.
Episode. We're like, oh, oh you guys walked in and we're like, who the fuck are these three guys? And we're like, well, fuck it, let's do a show.
A television show?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have a television show?
Oh, yeah.
Where?
There's no laugh track.
In space.
Now, your mama's going to see this.
Oh.
Yeah, that sounds like a your mama joke, but not really. It's like, your mama's going to see this. Like, it's like the
it kind of is.
It's like the least funny your mama joke
if
I've ever heard.
Think about it. Like, after the show's over, she's going to be able to, that line's going to make sense.
Yeah, well.
Like, your mama's going to see this.
Yeah. Oh, no.
That was okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It made sense to me.
Yeah.
My mom would never watch this.
Are you guys ready for one of your classic hits? I would like to hear one of your classic hits.
Did we
something
we
from your?
I don't know if we have classic hits.
Do you have a best of?
I think you do.
How about a best of?
Kind of think you do.
That's nice. That's nicer than
do
classic.
Do we know any
hits.
Of our words
from one of your '80s albums?
Oh man, when we were born.
Shoot,
so great. <Yeah. laughs> We could do.
The vegan song.
We could do the vegan song because you have that.
Yeah.
Or we could do.
If you had brought a cowbell, you could have done something 80s.
We don't have a cowbell. I know.
She's a vegan.
I don't believe in cows or bells.
You know how many times I try to get cows, cowbells?
She don't believe in
me. Van?
I don't believe in you. That's why.
I thought I was a myth. Now I'm not believed in.
She won't have anything that has to do with animals. Ever. It's really annoying. Especially when you need a cowbell.
Yeah. Imprisonment.
Mm-hmm. So, do your shoes have like no leather on it?
My shoes, actually, these doesn't are
have a
vegan.
Piece of, doesn't have
these
a piece
are
of
vegan cow shoes.
On. Vegan Toms. Thank you. I could eat these if
Toms.
I wanted to.
Would you want to?
I tried. They're not very good, but they're better than my salad.
Not to mention the pajama jeans.
Yeah, pajama jeans are vegan.
Wow.
So
are normal jeans not vegan?
Well, they are, but pajama jeans. Are
Oh, man, I thought my fucking lucky jeans were made out of meat. Fuck.
Damn it.
You're telling me they're vegan?
I was hoping there was meat in my jeans.
Oh, yeah. Well, technically.
Yeah. Hey.
Hey.
You want to see the pajama jeans?
Yeah, I thought she was trying to get Kimberly to
the finest Walgreens.
No. That's actually
Let's go.
Crazy. Yeah.
They're actually
very comfortable.
Yorktown.
They've got a drawstring.
Wow.
Fleece lined
nice.
And
fancy European style
really
stitching that lifts the buttocks.
It does.
They just
yeah, they're available in sizes from extra small to like what is it quadruple X?
Oh yeah, I wouldn't know because I'm not really
they're
fat.
Pretty good.
Fortunately,
they just,
it's not the extra small girls that are buying that.
Well, it just says one size fits most.
The only place I found them is CVS.
Really?
So if you want a good pair of pants, they're really comfortable. They're amazing.
They look all right. They just look like some.
And when you pass out like in random places, when you wake up, you're dressed.
Yeah, no, that's the thing.
And you're comfortable when you pass out.
Yeah,
you
go from it takes you from work to nighttime to bedtime. I mean, everywhere.
Why don't they make handcuff sweatshirts anymore? Remember the handcuff sweatshirts?
Sweatshirts.
Yeah. Why are those?
They made you look
made?
Like a hobo like that.
It was awesome with a hood, a nice big hood.
Now
gloves,
kids just have to chew holes in their sweatshirts
jeans.
Again. Like
now you can't
to.
Combine like the ultimate of ultimates with handcuff and sweatshirts and pajama jeans.
Oh.
They blew it by not going as seen on TV.
That's, like, yeah, you're right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I actually thought, get it or not, I thought pajama jeans were kind of silly. And then I ran out of pants to wear.
And he stole my pajama jeans.
And I started wearing Kim's. And I was like, I never went back.
Are those my pants?
These are your pants.
Oh. I don't have a lot of pants anymore because he stole all of my pants.
Well, what are you going to do?
You don't always wear pants, but when you do.
When I do, I wear Kim's.
They belong to Kim.
He wears pajamas.
That sounds like a saying.
Mm-hmm. From something.
That sounds familiar.
Something.
Yeah.
You know, we do have a song we could play.
Which
one? We could do the business.
Oh.
Do you guys like businesses?
Oh, you like businesses? Businesses?
Like, they're like so cool.
Do you shop local?
Way into businesses.
Do you live local?
Downtown. Only downtown.
I live in fucking Clovis. I don't care about Fresno.
Wow.
That's harsh. Those are harsh words. Do I use this or do I not use this? I don't remember. It's been a long time.
Yeah.
Oh, I remember now. I remember the song.
Okay.
Chord is all it
takes.
Yeah, our song's not too complicated.
Yes, they are. No one can replicate this.
So, Mike, why don't you say like, hey, this is
set us up, please,
and say this is a business song.
Okay. We like to present here on Dorktown. Kim and Greg, this is business.
He's giving you the business.
This is the business song.
This is the business song.
If you were a business, I'd come inside you.
If I were a business, I'd let you come through.
Let's do it locally. Let's do it locally. I wanna do it locally with you all night, and that's all right.
Did we ever finish this song?
No, that's all we had so
no,
far.
No, because we got booed off the stage. Kept,
yeah, we never finished because every whenever we play it, we get people, booed you make off. Noises, and then we forget we how the rest leave. Goes. Yeah.
It's we did this it's at the what did we do this at?
It was at a business meeting.
It was at a business. It was the blog awards
Yeah, that
the
one.
Blob Awards.
Blob.
And we did this there, and they, for some reason, they didn't have us on. They told us to go there, but we weren't actually anywhere in, what's it called that they give you when you go in and then you have like the order of things? I want to say order of worship, but that's from my childhood.
Mm-hmm. Professional.
What's it called?
Pants.
Pants.
Yeah, we didn't have pants on. Didn't have and pants. So they're like, sorry,
so we went
sorry
up there
guys.
And we weren't on the agenda?
We are a pants.
We were
yeah.
itinerary.
Apparently, you have to wear pants when you
well,
go out.
And apparently, you have to be on the schedule, maybe,
yeah.
of events. We weren't presenters.
Okay, okay,
but we
technically,
were presenting.
We weren't booked for the show.
But we showed up and we went up and started singing.
Like,
we were
so good to go.
Yeah.
Like, we showed up with our stuff.
Maybe we shouldn't have had the fight
and
beforehand.
You weren't even worried about being. You know, getting money.
Oh, no. Well, we don't make
you don't. We don't need money. That's why we have a manager.
Sorry.
Sorry.
Just trying to be funny.
Manager yeah. Chuck makes all of our money.
Yeah, no, oh, yeah. That's what managers.
Oh, yeah, that's what I hear. Managers keep all the money.
That's no, that's why I got a manager money. So he could right. get all the money.
They're like
we,
pimps, yeah. man. It's sweet.
Mm-hmm. That's what weird. I've heard. Why would
I'm
we get
real
money?
Talent.
That's right. He gets the money, then he bitch slaps them both. Says, go make more.
Don't worry. Don't, Kim, we've never gotten paid. Yeah, so
we got paid $10.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, we got paid $10 for all you know for one for the last gig. Yeah, that's all we got. So don't you should inquire more about it.
But it was so cool.
Because it's not like they paid us $100 and I kept $90 of it. They definitely just paid us
$10. It was amazing, you guys. It was amazing because we had a real paid gig.
We played in a bank.
Played in a bank.
And they paid us $10 to play.
Yeah,
not $90.
Right.
I mean.
I don't even know where you get these numbers from because
I
we
just
only
like to
had
say
10.
Numbers.
It was so awesome.
Yeah,
I
totally
great.
Would never just keep all most of the money until
you
just we got most of
you
it.
You gave me 10.
Oh, yeah, like
five.
Well, I
gave
you
four. Five.
Well, it was 10, so we split
10.
The money.
Yeah, we split
yeah.
the
well,
money.
I gave you four. I kept six because
right,
I wrote the song.
Wrote the song.
But
it was
so
good, you guys. I cleaned up at the farmer's market. It was amazing.
Oh, my God. Wait, so many oranges.
Oh, so good. Oh, it wasn't orange season.
Yeah, they weren't technically oranges.
It was cantaloupe.
I didn't know what. That's why it didn't taste like oranges.
Right.
Have you guys ever had cantaloupe? Oh my God, mm-hmm. It's nothing like an orange.
It's not,
no,
it's not very orangey at all.
Yeah, it's not even citrus.
It's a tree.
I don't know why they call them fruit. Oranges.
Yeah,
it's a tree so, fruit. That's pretty much where the
you guys are.
Hey, what if a cantaloupe tried to elope with another cantaloupe?
Someone would tell them they couldn't. And we'd have a love story.
Because
out
then
hands.
They will become squash.
Uh huh.
Oh, squash.
It's not a tree fruit, by the way. I just checked. It's not a tree
oh,
fruit.
Dude, you shouldn't have told me that. I totally believed you.
Mm-hmm. It's not.
Mm-hmm. You're such a liar. That's great.
Yeah.
I lie to her. I lie to Kim all the time.
No, he doesn't.
I've never lied to you.
He's never lied to me.
Ever. Never lied to you.
No.
Not about money.
You and manager Chuck are the only people that I can trust.
Or the people I brought over to your house while you weren't home.
There was
happened.
Only one of those, right?
Yep, one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anyway.
So what do you guys...
I don't know what to do with you guys now. Yeah. I just don't know...
Oh my God, we get
you
that
know,
so
because
much.
Because he thought that we were other people.
We get that all the time when we go to places.
Whenever you show up, everyone's like,
"Yeah,
I'm sorry, I don't know what to do with you two."
It's so weird. I don't get it. Like we get invited to things.
We usually get
and then
told
they'd
to
be
go
like,
to the back
"I don't know why or
like,
what to do with you," and then we never come back. It's kind of like a theme of ours.
Yeah, we're running out of places in Fresno. Maybe we should go to Clovis.
Oh my gosh, you think they'll have us in Clovis?
I don't know. We got a sign that says you're not welcome.
But we put out. We're putting out.
Well, then
what
know,
if we put out
okay.
in Clovis?
Put on a cowboy hat.
You're not welcome, Fresno, unless you're willing to put out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Then come on in.
Oh, Clovis is a big sexual play place.
You wouldn't know, would you?
Yes, I know.
You wouldn't know.
I guess not.
That's what all those people do over there. They're all bored. They're all swingers.
I tell you, your only chances in Fresno of getting laid are if you're like a 15-year-old student going to high school and one of those 26-year-old blondies was one of those teachers that decides to have sex with her 15-year-old student.
Oh, the girl from Hoover High that just got...
When she could have easily just gone into a bar. And
how's that poor boy student ever going to get over
that? I don't know.
That poor boy student's a stud now.
Yeah.
It's like, man, I fucked a teacher.
He did. Oh, man.
He'd be like, look, check it out, yo. I fucked a teacher.
I had a teacher once, but we didn't have sex. So
really?
I can't really relate to that story.
Yeah.
I had a sexual education teacher.
Sexual education? Yes.
Whoa.
Teacher?
It was a sexual education.
What is that? Oh, my God.
Bullard had that back in the day.
Sexual education.
Sexual education. I had a crush on a teacher in high school. But
did you blow him?
Yeah,
that's what you're supposed to do.
Real talk.
But that's as close as
so you're producer Becky?
I'm producer Becky.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Do you, like, come here often? Or?
Totally. All the time.
It's cool, man. What are you doing after the podcast?
Have you taken a shower today, Greg?
It's a podcast now? I thought it was a TV
show. No, we learned. We learned in our song that it was
I'm
a podcast.
I'm not dumb. I know that podcasts are on the radio. Okay. Yeah.
Sorry. Sorry, man. I underestimated you.
Dude, I'm trying to...
Yeah.
I'm trying to talk to Becky.
Okay, I'll let you.
No,
you're leaving. You're leaving me with manager Chuck.
You're too old.
I'm too old for manager Chuck.
So Fonzie.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Wow. She's like, get wow.
This is the worst podcast ever.
Yeah, that's awesome. It's just about you guys. So.
Aren't you going to play like some local band now, Mike?
We are a local band.
Because we've been listening to this shit like, you know.
Excuse me. We have a BP coming out. A GP.
A GP.
I always listen local.
Yeah, the BP.
It's so cute when you try to remember what things are.
I know. That's why I do it.
So great.
So, man, I listen to Mr. Rude and Chewbacca and the Rhythm Wookiees, and they were both born in Fresno.
Oh my God.
Mr. Rude hatched from Knock Three Times. Remember Knock Three Times?
No, you guys weren't even born in Knock Three Times. I only checked those.
Chuck does Knock Three Times? Come on,
Chuck,
man.
What are they talking about?
I didn't grow up here.
Oh.
Chip.
Well, close your eyes and imagine you did.
You grew up in Clovis.
No, I didn't grow up. I don't think I can go to Clovis.
Oh, you're one of those guys.
No, it's just not allowed. It's
I've been there twice.
There's too many kids.
Way too many kids in Clovis.
Too many kids in Clovis.
Oh, I just dropped chips on your floor, man.
There's a dog. Sorry.
Yeah,
you'd be tased in Clovis for that, bro.
Yeah.
They tased
you. Know.
Oh, my God, that's so strict.
People who listen to this outside of Fresno and Clovis are going to be like, what the fuck is
wrong? There used to be someone that listened to us in England, and they don't listen anymore.
Probably not.
We used to have someone that listened to us in Atlanta, and he doesn't give a shit about us anymore.
Yeah, probably once a long time
went through puberty, like, discovered girls.
We have
and
Australian
left
listeners and Wyoming listeners.
Bullshit.
There's no one in Wyoming.
Oh.
I've been to Wyoming.
Uh oh.
I've been to Wyoming.
Yeah. I stopped at a gas station.
Cast wouldn't like to hear that.
I've been to the Y.
Dan and Mandy won't like to hear that.
Yeah.
Nope. Just the Y.
Just the Y.
Was there anyone there?
I saw Chuck there. That's how we met.
You said we picked him up on the Fulton Mall.
Yeah, your story.
That's what I told you.
I'm confused again.
We have a secret.
But you don't lie to her.
What happened at Wyoming again? What are you talking about? You were going somewhere.
I don't know. Wyoming.
You've been to Wyoming?
No, I was going
to... Have you really been there?
Yeah.
What happened?
I drove through it. Quickly. It was windy.
Oh.
Through it.
Like through the core of the earth.
Tunneled
it.
Did you break your car?
I tunneled through Wyoming. Mm. There was a yarn shop.
Badass.
There was only one in Wyoming. That's why I consider it, you know, a hellhole. Mm. Only one place for me to find knitting supplies.
That's with most people. They judge the area by the amount of yarn shops.
Yeah, there's only one.
So you're like, this is a hellhole.
Not, yeah. not cool for Kim.
And yeah. how was that one yarn shop? Was it like well, a badass?
Did it make up for the lack of other?
It was the first yarn shop on the trip, so it was okay.
See? See?
Does it have to be vegan yarn?
You know, I don't eat my yarn, but.
You know?
Yeah, she does.
What if it was made from like pubic hairs of a fucking fox or something from Thailand?
If the fox was okay with it.
Like sign a document.
The fox has to give the consent
fox,
to his.
Oh, I the see. Fox gave consent.
I see.
I'm okay with that pubic hair.
What?
First, Rebecca just started listening.
So you're not
to
a true like vegan then?
No, I also eat honey.
Ooh. Do you?
Oh man, I know that boy.
But she gets real upset.
Oh, I almost stepped on that. Oh, okay, now it's good. She'll be here all. Night.
Until you kick me out.
Which will be soon.
So on YouTube.
It's yes. Kim and
Greg. We are on YouTube.
Kim and Greg Tube.
Kim and Greg
Kim
Tube.
Kim and Greg Tube.
YouTube.com/Kim and Greg Tube.
Kim and Greg Tube. Yes, and you can see all of our adventures there.
Mm-hmm.
We don't
it's
actually
more
realize.
More adventurous than musical.
Yeah, our
band takes music as a like the backseat of our
is,
band.
Because
really.
What is a band?
What
is
a band?
A band?
Well, no, really, what is a bank? Is we really
want. We learn by watching VH1 and MTV, and there's not much music, so
we try to copy that.
We copy that. So,
you go out on Jersey Shores and get drunk, and
you know we haven't done that yet, but that's just because we don't know.
You're pregnant at 16.
No, she was pregnant at 17.
That's what MTV.
That's why she didn't get on the show.
I didn't get on the show.
You're way too old.
Yeah.
To be pregnant.
She tried to doctor her birth certificate, and they
it didn't work.
Sorry. Yeah.
You're just too old for this.
It was unfortunate.
Yeah, we're on YouTube. It's pretty cool. We're also on
Twitter
and Facebook.
Yeah, that's why we chose our band name because it wasn't taken on Twitter.
Actually,
what's
yeah.
it again? What is it again?
It's Kim and Greg.
We were actually.
I think he's going to check it out.
Oh, you just found out who we are. That's great.
Hey. She's like, who are you?
Who are you?
Thanks, manager. Thanks for letting them know.
Yeah, I thought you told them what's up.
Yeah.
I guess you're too busy in your
van.
He
did.
Well, you know, I do have my own page. You know.
It's our fault.
Yeah, it's iwilltouchyou.com.
Oh, yeah. Manager Chuck has his own page.
I will touch you.
Go ahead. Go ahead, Chuck.
I will finally touch you.com. That's awesome. The anticipation is over. I will touch you.
But yeah, that's actually the reason why we went with Kim and Greg is because that was Twitter handle
available.
That was open.
Yeah.
So we're like,
Greg and Kim was taken.
Greg
so
yeah, isn't that crazy?
And after our polling, we did a lot of polling, mostly at the Brig
and at the Olympics.
What is that? Twitter.
That's the Twitter. That's what the
we tweeted about. We tweeted
is
about
the,
you guys.
Is the Brig no longer a hipster dive bar?
I don't know. We haven't been there, so it might not
there you
be.
Go.
It
depends
it's
on.
Over.
Is it like on a boat?
Yeah, sure.
It's that time that we went.
Mm.
Yeah. There were the ladies, and none of them talked to you.
there was ladies in their 40s. And
them. One of them talked to me. We really hit it off. And then I found out she had a penis. And then 2 weeks later, I totally cut it off. I was like, I'm done. I cannot do this.
That was only 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Really cute.
It was rough though. Rough. He's still a little bent up about it. There will be a song
I
about that
so
in the.
On the
I figured he'd be bent over about it.
Oh, I see.
I'm so funny.
Oh my goodness.
Oh, you're playing Star Wars.
Oh my god, I've heard that.
He cut you off.
I love Star Wars.
Who doesn't? What do you like the most about Star Wars? Which
mostly
movie
the Jawas.
Like Jawas.
Yeah.
Without Jawas, it's sort of
yeah. It's really just nothing.
Not really.
I like the buns and the sexy gun blues. That's
your
favorite part of Star
that's
Wars.
That's your
buns
favorite
and
part.
Sexy
I
blues.
Love buns
nice.
As well. Big fan of buns.
Wow.
I don't believe in wars, not even the star kind. So I won't watch it out of protest and because I don't have a television.
I never
so
watch.
Pacifists do not are not allowed to watch.
No,
Star Wars.
It's not a vegan
it's
show.
It's not vegan.
I keep
it's
telling her
not.
It's not real. She's like, I don't
no,
care.
I don't, I,
she said it's not in our galaxy. So
Bells isn't in it.
It's real. It's just
it's
not.
Not.
It's a different
be,
galaxy.
It's
happening
I
in another galaxy.
Yeah,
and I'm like,
a long
you're
long time ago.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So it already happened.
It already happened.
Get over it.
Yeah.
Damn.
It's like celebrating history.
What's happening now? Somebody should do like this time right now, currently happening.
Mm-hmm.
Star Wars.
In this galaxy, long time presently, ago.
Yeah. Right,
yeah. Right now.
Right.
Right.
We are doing that right now.
Yeah, we're like Star Wars.
Well, what's it for you, Mike?
Huh?
Greg's
got Jawas.
Yeah.
Kimberly's got vegan. She chooses.
She doesn't like wolves.
I can't believe it's not butter.
Yeah.
Butter.
Earth you balance. Got
Greedo.
Greedo, huh?
It's all Greedo.
Mine is just the lightsaber.
The lightsaber.
Is it so phallic or?
Yes. Yeah.
My God, can you imagine if that happened in real life with your penises?
Is your lightsaber lit up? Red or blue?
Or green?
Bells.
Red.
Or green?
Red.
Red. Wow. Wow, you are
Armenian.
You're a Sith.
You I am a Sith.
Penis? Your penis is Sith?
Yes.
Wow.
It's Armenian, so it's Sithian.
Sithian. It's Darth Sithian? Sithian?
Yes.
All right.
What about you, Mikey?
What's my penis?
What color is your lightsaber?
Oh.
It's blue. Is it?
I don't know. It's blue.
No, it's blue.
Manager Chuck would talk about it, but that goes against his parole.
He cannot talk about his lightsaber on any radio, any TV.
Too bad we didn't have call-ins.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Don't you guys usually have call-ins on radio shows?
We can.
Let's have someone call in right now.
Really?
Ring,
yeah.
Ring.
Really, you want
ring,
that?
Ring.
Do we want to go down this path? I'm not sure.
Look, we've already gone far enough. Let's just keep going.
Oh. This is going to be your best podcast ever.
This one's not going to.
It's not going anywhere.
It won't be the worst one, we'll tell you that.
Just like all the times that we do anything, it just doesn't amount to much.
No.
But it'll go out in the Christmas card next year.
Yeah.
Do you have any Fonzie A's bells?
Me?
Yeah.
I got a Fonzie out.
No, the other bells.
As opposed to all the other bells around here, there's so many bells in this room.
There's another bells in this town.
Is there?
Really?
There
is.
Found them?
Yes,
who?
There is another bells
what's
in
his,
this
what's
town.
What's his?
And he's been bells as long as I've been bells.
What?
Really? Yeah.
How'd you find this guy?
Taco Bell?
No.
Hmm.
No.
Good one.
You.
That was old as you too.
Yeah.
Was it when you were? Oh, was it when you were trying to get your Twitter handle?
No.
Oh
that one's already gone.
Bells was trying to get
so
a Twitter.
So I won't be on Twitter because there's no bells. I'm not sorry.
Mm-hmm.
There's already
and it can't be something else. You know.
Right.
It's just not bells. I'm sorry.
Well, we could spam the other person's
that's
account
it.
And make them drop it and then go back in.
I could hunt them down. Tell them, hey.
Hey, you guys, stick to your bells.
Stop.
So everybody start spamming that.
You took my name.
Oh, somebody's on the line.
Oh.
Oh.
Hi. I was listening. I heard that Chuck Leonard's on the show.
He is?
Oh, my God. That's our manager.
Is that him? It is.
He's my bestest buddy. Hi, Chuck.
I never knew your last name, man.
Yeah.
There's a couple things that
you have a few
told
first names
myself.
For yeah. names.
Well, we learned from the police
he
report.
He tells me everything.
Mm-hmm.
You said you were going to come over. My mom and dad are gone, Chuck.
Oh, Chuck, do you need to be somewhere?
No, this is not funny.
Where are you?
You can...
Hold on.
All right, hey, you guys, we got to go.
We got to...
Chuck's got to be somewhere.
Chuck's got...
Just get here already. Stop being on this stupid podcast.
Shit.
Dude. Oh, man.
All right, well, I guess that's going to be it for us. That's our ride, bro.
Yeah.
Thanks for having us on your show. Really
You're
appreciate
welcome.
Yeah.
Do you know Chris Hansen?
Thank you.
Do I know Chris Hansen?
You know, catching a predator?
Is he in the
Catch
band?
A predator?
He's not in
Hansen. You know Chris Hansen?
He's in Hansen, right?
Yeah, he's in Hansen.
Yeah, he's the oldest one.
He's a keyboard guy that's off stage.
He's the one with the short hair now.
Yeah.
Right.
Could
you
Good
job on your Hansen knowledge.
Do they still have their hair down like
No, it's cut short now.
Mm-hmm.
Just like our podcast.
Oh, this is a full-length podcast.
I want to hear
full
about
length.
That.
Huh?
Do they still suck?
Oh, they're never going to stop sucking. That's the beauty of Hansen.
Wow.
That's why
here
I followed
go.
Them
We're
forever.
We're going down
a Hansen
rabbit hole. Let's
so
go.
Let's
go
talk
ahead,
about
Kim.
Hansen.
Let's talk about Kiss Meets the Phantom of the Park.
Kim.
Because that doesn't suck.
Because that doesn't.
Yeah, that doesn't suck.
That's good.
I didn't even hear you. What?
It may be over your head too, Becky. When I
just didn't hear you.
Oh, I said Kiss Meets the Phantom of the Park.
Oh, okay. I don't know, and it's over my head.
Yeah, you're too young.
All right.
All right, well, we're still recording.
We are. This is amazing.
You guys have passed the Fonzie A test.
You guys are going past Fonzie A.
This is the longest anyone's ever had us for anything ever. We usually get kicked out so much.
Oh my gosh. You guys are amazing.
You guys must have really
high tolerances. Our bouncer took the night off tonight.
What did?
Our bouncer took the night off.
Oh, okay. Yeah. You must have like a really low bar for your show.
No gigs coming up you want to promote?
I think they just did one right now.
Yeah, this is the only gig.
No, actually,
had we do.
We don't. We disbanded like months ago.
Yeah, we
just came for a beer.
Yeah.
Oh,
we're not even in a band. No, we didn't tell them. Yeah, we're not actually in a band.
We don't actually.
We broke
get along.
Up a long time ago.
We've been duped.
Yeah.
Chuck doesn't tell anybody that we're not in a band anymore. But so he just said, "Hey man, these guys have a radio show. They have beer.
I've taken half the band with me."
And So we're just here for beer. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for the beer.
I wish you had more Pabst.
Damn it.
Huh?
Another chip.
Well, it's a good thing we're sponsored by Tioga Sequoia Brewery that keeps us.
That's right.
Keeps our refrigerator stocked. Keeps us drunk.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Tioga Sequoia.
Yeah. How do you like that, Mike?
Drink downtown.
That was product placement.
Drink downtown. Drink local.
Have you tried their new beer?
Yeah. What's that?
Have you tried their new beer, the Sugar Pine?
Yeah, we got to try it. Yeah, it's good.
It's good.
What's the double? The double IPA.
The one
that has the name like the cock or whatever in the name, right?
Or cock.
The double cock.
The double cock.
Guys tried the double cock? It's pretty good.
Oh man, they're gonna sell so much of that.
The Mount Whitney double the double hopped.
Sherman Cumminator.
Hold on. That sounds like bad marketing to me. Now, I'm not a marketer, but like.
Sherman Cumminator.
Well, I guess kids don't like drink beer, so they won't need to know about it.
Nah, they don't need to know. All right. Should we not stop or should we.
Let's keep going.
Let's
start over.
We're starting over right now. That was me starting.
This could be a two-part podcast.
Oh my god, let's do a two-parter. You have nothing else to do.
And then they came back again. No,
we come back as those Kim other kids.
I wanted to finish my thought.
Hold on.
Start over. Wait.
No. Don't really start it over.
Start over.
Oh, really?
Turn down your volume for a minute. We're starting over.
Everybody, get ready.
Wait, can I say something?
No, you can't.
No, you can't. Are we those other Kim cells? And Greg?
Which Kim are? Okay.
Okay, we did the magic fingers, and now you're Greg.
Now you're fading back into.
You're fading back in. This is Greg, Dead in 60. Greg.
Hey guys, I'm Greg from Dead 60 Years.
Hey. I'm Kim Burley, and I don't do anything.
That's
Chuck Leonard.
As always.
Wow, the Chuck Leonard's here?
The Chuck Leonard.
Television's
amazing.
Chuck Leonard.
Yes.
The Chuck.
Yorktown. Yeah.
And he's not, he could be near any school he wants.
Yeah, this Chuck is totally cool.
He could go anywhere.
That's awesome. I'm Bells. That's Mikey. And we got producer Becky here over on this side.
Give it up for producer Becky.
I heard the Dorktown thing for the longest time. I never knew it was you.
You actually heard of it?
I heard of it.
Oh my god!
I didn't know it was Mikey.
Now that you've
knows Mikey's.
You've avoided him, because you're like, I don't know who the fuck that guy is, and you find out he's the guy from Dorktown.
That's a horrible name for a show. Yeah,
that's what most people say.
Now that you've been here, you understand.
Oh my god! Why Dorktown? Have you seen his garage? Can you just look behind him and you can maybe guess why it's called Dorktown? Guessing by the dorky stuff. By the way, dorky shit's cool.
Up there, actually.
Right?
Not dorky stuff, but there's a lot of cool stuff up there.
Dork stuff is cool stuff.
This is what you were talking about doing with our garage. I don't know what you're talking about, Chuck.
Well, it kind of is, isn't it?
Great. We're going to have Dork Town number
Valley
2.
We're going to move it all the way over to our house, and so we don't ever have to leave.
Except we have a bunch of stuff in there right now, so we can't. We have we have display cases and refrigerators from an old dispensary that got shut down.
Which would work better in here, considering they have all the product.
No, I don't get it. I don't get it.
I don't understand.
What episode is this? What episode are you guys at now?
131B.
Oh my god.
Yeah, we made it to B.
You guys made it. That's so many episodes.
That's a lot.
Then again, over like 7 years, it's really not that much.
No, that's not. Yeah.
You should be at least by like.
When you factor in the years,
you should be at least by like one.
We'll take like a year off.
Oh, man.
We'll do a year. We'll take a year off.
Oh, yeah, fuck it. 7.5 years coming up.
Really?
8 years in June.
And then if you edit out all the repeated material we've done over.
Repeated material.
Did you ever repeat any of mine?
Is it because you just forget about your material?
Yeah.
That happens. When you do it that long,
I don't know if we repeated, but we've had you on
twice.
Audios.
Oh yeah,
and we've had you on audio take too. So
okay,
you've done
that's good.
Remotes,
excellent.
You've been
did
in
you
remotes.
Guys, did you guys do the one that I did at the time when I got your tattoo?
Yeah.
Did you guys put that on? Because I was looking for it. I never heard that. I didn't look hard enough. Apparently,
no. It was on.
It was on.
It was on.
Yeah,
I remember it being on.
It was on.
Like 4 years.
Yeah.
I suffered through now, so much Dorktown trying to find
no,
that.
It totally was on.
It for you.
It was one of your guys' shows.
Yeah,
you guys.
Yeah, you guys
were
doing
a Dead 60.
You were doing
sponsored.
A Dead 60.
It was the Christmas fundraiser we did for.
Yeah.
I was telling this about the show to somebody. I can't remember like which raises we funded.
Like, it was for
but
children.
It was one of your guys.
For children.
Big brother. Is that mm-hmm. doesn't sound right, but I think that's right.
Yeah.
Whatever. We give them like a bunch of money, so good for them. Like, and then they hit us up like every 6 months, like, hey, can you give us more money?
I'm
like,
you do what,
dude,
you
bro?
Did
we
again?
Just gave you like $700, right? Fuck off, you know. Like,
we should be hitting you up.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
You've got hair.
Give me money. That was a loan. Okay.
I helped you.
Where's my fucking money?
So what happened at this show? That's when you got your tattoo.
No, that was another show, right?
The tattoo was before
that.
The tattoo was at our Dorktown,
your Dorktown
show,
party.
We actually had.
Oh, it was our party.
Yeah, the tattoo.
Wait a minute,
that
it was.
But then
that's
you guys,
right.
But then I talked shit on
that
them.
Was the third anniversary
at their party.
Oh yeah, that was. Yeah, that was.
I said some mean things about Dead in 60 Years.
Yeah,
they did
at your party. I said
where, like, to like just
that,
random people.
To them. Well, yeah.
That's what we have recorded on the show.
So everybody was there, and then you guys were in the back talking shit on us as we were put on a show?
Yeah, your show. We were talking shit on you.
Yeah.
Awesome. God, that's so great. Oh, my God.
It felt good.
It's so chuckling.
I know, right? This was destiny.
If Dorktown ever puts on a show, which they'll never do, but if you did, I will gladly go and talk shit on you guys in the back of the room.
You wouldn't be the only one. You totally would be the only one.
I'll totally go there.
You got to find a spot, buddy.
Have a whole shit talking section.
Uh-huh.
Just have a
fuck. Can I get in? No.
We're crowded.
We're capacity right now.
Yeah, I can pass you on shit talking for you guys.
It'll be like our mega cast, but.
But no, but more people would
more
attend or watch or listen. Oh, yeah.
I'd like to host that, I think.
I think you should.
Yeah, let's have more people.
Yeah, more in there.
There was not enough cluster for that fuck that happened.
They needed more cluster.
Really.
One of the podcasts emailed back after. He's like, well, we should just maybe do this one at a time. I'll be in contact with you. I'm like, yeah.
Whatever. You got, look, I don't know.
Referencing Megacast.
If someone,
too.
Yeah. Megacast. If someone doesn't know what we're talking about, the Merry Gamers threw on a Megacast. But yeah, when it actually happened, they're like, we didn't throw this at all. Yeah. Wait, nothing to do with it. I don't know. Maybe it was too vulgar.
It was.
Maybe it was too much Dead in 60 there. And
oh, yeah.
Actually, it was all Mike Oz's fault, obviously.
Yeah, I blame Mike Oz.
Yeah.
He's the worst.
Yeah.
He's the
worst.
Worst
podcaster ever.
I had a great time. Anyway, so thanks for having us.
You're welcome.
I'm Greg. This is Kim. And we have a video series called Kim and Greg.
Yeah.
And we do, it's kind of like a
Starsky and Hutch.
Yeah, but less Starsky and Hutch,
and more
just
like Portlandia.
Portlandia mixed with like Fly the Conchords, mixed with local. Yeah,
yeah. It's basically whenever we come up with a really bad idea, then this is
like,
how.
Oh my God, let's film this.
I'm sitting there looking at him during Movember last year, and I was like, God, I really want a beard. Maybe when you shave yours off for Movember, I'll just use toothpaste to put it on my face, and then, you know.
And then there comes our last episode when she literally toothpaste my beard on her face.
That's how you know your best
friends. Spoilers, by the way, if you haven't
seen it. Some people have BFF necklaces.
Yeah, say spoilers next time, dude.
Some people
it came out a long time ago.
Necklaces.
We really.
Some people have their BFF.
Yeah, sometimes.
On their face.
But we've been, we got together like,
that's gross.
We met like a year ago. We hit it off. she's pretty cool. And I'm like really cool, and so we meshed off. And so we're like, dude, we should totally like do, because I always love doing like sketch comedy. Like I love that shit. I love like short video series. I'm like, let's do like this kind of quirky band thing.
Where it's not, just like attention.
And that, and so it's like perfect.
It
combination.
Worked out really well. Yeah.
And so, so we came out with this short web series called Kim Gray. It's on YouTube.
It's really short because we haven't filmed anything since this time last year. We haven't filmed a lot because,
well, you have a bunch of kids.
I have a bunch of kids and a real job now.
I'm doing all kinds of stuff. And,
and I have Chuck Leonard to keep up
yeah,
with.
Yeah, she's busy with Chuck.
That's tough.
It's yeah, a lot it's of really work. Tough. And she's like eating soy riso like
he
all
wouldn't
day.
Believe the soy riso that I eat.
Yeah.
Soy riso.
I don't know what that is.
Chorizo, soy riso is chorizo. You know what that is. You
do not
know
what, made with soy,
but it still comes in the funky tube.
Oh. And you can like you can poop
it
out.
Look, it's disgusting.
Yeah, look, you make a poop in the pan, and you're like, yeah, soy riso.
It's not flattering yeah, at all, but no. It tastes actually good. I'm as meat eating as the next dude.
Yeah,
but,
he loves meat in his mouth.
And she's like, okay, well, let's go. Okay, fine. All right. Let's say that. Let's yeah. just say that. No, but like one night I was over and she's like, I want to make some soy riso tacos. I'm like, you could go fuck yourself. I'm not gonna eat that. And then but she made it and I ate it. I was like,
yeah,
fuck, you're onto something. Like they were actually good. Good. I wanted more.
It's weird because Greg never takes free food.
Ever. No,
ever.
What?
Never.
Oh my God. I'll take free any kind of food. I love free food.
It's in your, but I eat it frequently, and if you take tofu and you crunch it up, it's kind of like egg.
Kind of
like if egg you close your eyes and turn off your taste buds. No. Yeah. But you're like, oh, it's like chorizo and egg, but different.
No, it's
you
really
burn
good.
Your taste buds.
It's an,
if you haven't had any animal product in a long time, that it tastes
everything
just
tastes
like
good.
It. Yeah.
This is almost like egg.
I just don't know why they try to mimic like the shapes and textures of
yeah.
meat.
It's real weird.
That's the weird shit.
The tofurkey's a weird one.
It's like pressed.
It's like it's not meat at all, but we're gonna make it like look like it and then confuse the shit out of you when you eat it.
Yeah,
it looks like chicken.
I've had the meatless chicken.
Yeah,
I've tried it.
If you go into it thinking it's not chicken, then it's okay. But if you expect it to be chicken,
it's
kind of
like it's a little slimy. It kind of is, you know. It's like
not the good kind of slime.
What dish was it in?
I don't know. It was just like a meatless chicken that was just marinated with something.
So
you know,
like
probably marinated with an animal's blood,
right?
blood that's, barbecue that's sauce or something. Yeah. I don't know, or teriyaki or whatever.
Yeah. It was really funny. Is Kim actually started a grease fire with soy riso, which is impossible. I don't know how you did that. It was it was amazing. Like you're very talented.
I did
in the
just
kitchen.
For you.
Anyway, so thanks for having us.
You're welcome.
I was going to explain. Okay, Kim and I came on. You invited Kim and Greg as a band, and so our whole thing is like we're supposed to pretend to be characters in this band.
It's really hard.
But we didn't tell you that. We didn't tell you that.
It took me about 15 minutes to.
And so you guys look so confused, and we're like, we're supposed to be characters that don't know. Our characters like don't know anything about
anything.
And then you guys, hey, it's Greg Dead 60, and we're on a podcast. And we're like, I don't know who that is.
We don't even know what a podcast is.
She's not Kimberly. She's just Kim.
And
we're just in this band.
Yeah, that's all we do.
In our heads, it made sense, and we came here, and then you guys all look like how you look now, just like what the fuck?
No, it was like I get it. It was like one long. Ass like Saturday Night Live,
yeah, except
you know, with no commercials.
And so
I eventually
like 30 minutes into it, you're like, oh, I get it.
You're
doing a bit.
It's
a bit.
This is what they do.
So we recorded this whole podcast, which we and then we were like, well, that didn't work out because nobody knew what the fuck was going on, and then we started over, and this is take two.
This is B.
No, this is
the
this
and by the way, the bonus. Song sounded so
no,
much
this should be
in the car.
You should put this. Don't put up that one. That one.
What?
Why?
You put up both. You put this whole thing. Really? Okay.
The first one was fabulous. Are you kidding me?
Are you saying
you
don't want
the
first one?
You were so good in character. You were such a douchebag.
You played the perfect
That was totally character. That was not. That was great acting, by the way.
No. Art mimics life. It's amazing.
I kind of want to do another take of that song, though. I fucked up. I was kind of drunk.
That was it. Perfect in the car.
That was it.
Yeah, it was really good in the car.
Can we do that again?
I thought it was awesome. If you feel like it.
I want to hear Spank Bank.
Yeah, I love the bell song.
We don't have enough instruments.
I can make up instruments.
Yeah, you can do the bell song again.
Do we remember the words to Spank Bank?
It fucking goes.
Hey, give me the laptop.
Look at this. You guys have broken the record for going past the Star Wars music.
That's right.
It's like big time.
That's big time, dude.
Past the
That's
the
almost
speed
8 years
of sound.
Podcasting, and you guys have broken the record.
I don't know if I remember Spank Bank.
Well, we're pulling
that was the
it
most
out.
Recent one, wasn't it?
Can you guys like fill some time while we remember a song? Just kill some time. Talk.
So how do you feel about the public market in
the public market?
All right, so I got this game I'm working on.
Oh, you're working on a game.
I'm working on a new game for Dorktown.
Here in the future, Dorktown.
Yeah, and it's so I haven't come up with the name for it yet, but it's along the lines of guessing the sitcom show by singing the song.
Oh, well, that's going to be easy for me. Go.
No, that's for future.
Oh, I could give you a little tidbits, you know, here or there.
Give us one.
Like, love.
Exciting and chemical.
Wow.
Expecting it.
Holy shit. How am I going to decipher that?
Yeah. It's good, isn't it?
Yeah, that's a tough thing.
Yeah,
that's high toughness.
It sounded more like, let me scare the shit out of you singing a television theme song.
That's Chuck. Great. It's genius.
Right. Chuck, what's going on with your program?
It was good, wasn't it?
Well, I just signed a year contract to Channel 53.
Oh.
And I'll be doing Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. starting in September in the new season.
Holy shit.
Yeah, so looking really forward
starting
to that.
In September.
Yeah, well, the season, you know, they sign it way ahead of time. So.
And it's going to be like the talk show format like you've done before?
Yeah, it'll be the same show, just with a delay.
Yeah. You can't do the same show you've done on the online.
It's going to be really close. I mean, we're going to keep it as close as we can. And it'll be a little bit different than the morning shows that are on the other channels.
Okay.
Who is it for?
Oh, it's going to be morning.
It'll be
okay.
On Channel 53, so I'll be on Dish, Comcast, whatever, UVerse.
AT&T UVerse.
Whatever there's out there, I will be on it. I will be, again, king of all media.
That's right.
Fresno.
We're going to make him a sash and a crown. It's going to be real cute.
I've always wondered, because...
But I'll tell you, last month at Central Valley Talk, I had 270,000 viewers.
Shit.
So we're really excited about
that. And it's not just his mom with a bunch of computers.
Yeah.
So
once your new show starts, you won't be on Central Valley Talk.
No, I'll be doing that also.
Oh, you'll be doing both.
I'll always stay true to them. But we've also, you know, just recently we've signed Talena Sutton.
From K-Jewel.
We got John Malice on. Let's see, we got
on Central Valley Talk?
Yeah.
Okay.
Jeff Crow's on there now. Kathy Wilcox. Kim Burley will be starting a new show there real soon.
The Alpha Blonde.
You're going to have your own show?
Yeah, I'm going to have a show.
We'd love to have the Dorktown on there.
Sure. Oh, boy.
Kim and Greg should have a show.
Really? No, wow. Can Greg have a show about that? Make everyone awkward?
And you know what we've done, now is, you know, we had the chat box on there with the messages that would pop up on the screen.
Oh, yeah.
Now we have the live Skyping in, so the viewers can actually Skype right into the show and be just as silly.
We do that here. It's just nobody calls, but we do that.
Yeah, we do it.
Well, you can live Skype. We do it all live. So.
Sight. Yeah, that's going to be cool.
We have 40 shows now that we do per week over there, and we're super stoked about this year.
Wow.
Nice. We do like one every other week, and it's brutal, man.
Well,
it's
brutal
pace.
Let's talk.
It's painful.
Do you play during?
It's painful.
Huh? I can do all this. Okay. It might not be good, but
you guys
all
right? You guys ready?
Cool. Yeah. Sorry, we haven't
actually done anything since September.
Thanks, Manager Chuck.
Thanks, Manager Chuck.
No, we haven't done shit. We're busy. We got other shit going on. But we did a show. We opened for Blimprov at the vault at the Security Bank building downtown.
Okay.
And we wrote a song about banks.
Yeah.
And the whole gimmick was like, I thought it was a sperm bank, and apparently it wasn't.
So he left a warm cup in the bathroom.
Yeah, and then she spit it on my face.
And yeah, then I had to spit it on him.
It was a whole to do.
It's a whole thing.
It was really
funny.
But
if anyone ever needs to have soy milk spit on their face, I'm the gal to do it. Apparently,
she's great at it.
I'm real good.
She's like the best. Anyway, so we wrote the song about that show, and the song is called Spank Bank.
All right. Okay. Let's hear it.
All right.
Kim and Greg with Spank Bank here on Dorktown.
Day was feeling overdrawn. and it's lost all of its charm with the swiftness of the bank robber. You set off my alarm. I wanna make a deposit.
I wanna see your funds grow. Oh.
I wanna liquefy your asset.
And go
in my spank bank.
In the vault in my head.
In my spank bank.
Bounce you like a check in my bed.
In my spank bank.
No longer in the red.
In my spank bank.
I got a lot of bread. Trombone, so pretend it's a trombone.
Totally sounds like a trombone.
I wanna make a deposit.
I wanna see your funds grow. Whoa.
I wanna liquefy your asset.
Let's see where this can go.
In my spank bank.
In the vault in my head.
In my spank bank.
Bounce you like a check in my bed.
In my spank bank.
No longer in the red.
In my spank bank.
I got a lot of bread.
In my spank bank.
Lots of street cred.
In my spank bank.
I like the Grateful Dead.
In my spank bank.
Sexy like Red said Fred.
Would that be my spank bank?
I did a raw doggy sled.
Okay, that would not be my spank bank ever.
That's why the Russians fled.
Russians fled my spank bank?
The Simpsons neighbor, Ned.
Okay, he would definitely not be my spank bank.
Lyrics flow like they bled.
No, you're just rhyming words. It doesn't even make sense.
Take the bus instead.
I've never taken the bus.
I like fake butter spread.
What the fuck are you talking about?
I'm melodica, Ashray.
Okay, that's enough. All right, that doesn't make any sense.
I can rhyme. That's about it.
It's true. You just proved that.
Yeah.
That's it.
That's it. Yay, spank bank.
And that's...
That's spank bank.
I can't believe I remembered that.
Yeah, good job.
Woo.
Thank you, Greg. Thank you, Kim.
You're
welcome.
Thank you,
Chuck. Thank you, Bells.
Oh, thanks.
Thank you, Producer Becky.
Thank you, Mike.
Thank you, Jovi.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you, Internet.
Thank you, world. This is the most we've been had in a long time.
Thank you, radio.
Thanks, TV.
Thank you, television. Television side, we're going off. You can join us after the commercial break on the internet side.
Love Line's going to be on after this.
Yeah.
Stay tuned.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
It'll be the Married Gamers are on next. So
stay tuned. We should start a network.
Stay tuned.
Podcasting network. Podcasting network. Kim and Greg on YouTube. We're so popular.
Kim Greg Tube. Kim and Greg on Twitter.
You can see my penis. That's right, just like Jesus. Mm-hmm. Well,
how come Eddie Van Halen's?
Are you guys? Is there awkward silences before you start?
Yeah, trying to get him out now. Trying to get him out now. What do you guys want anyway? I thought we were just hanging out.
Yeah, we are. Let's just hang out, man.
Okay,
let's just do it.
What do you want? How do you want our garage?
Why are you here?
Is this what you have guests on?
Sunday night.
You have guests on. All right. What do you want?
Start talking.
Where the fuck do you want?
Oh my God. I want to leave. That's what I want to do now. Thank you.
Maybe somewhere warm.
Get the hell out of here. Mm-hmm.
I was just kidding. We have to stop. I mean, like, fuck this noise.